What's happening to Amazon? I'm David Brancaccio. Pandemic lockdowns benefited big tech, so what now with so many more people out and about? Now, if Amazon is any indication the days of explosive growth are numbered, investors are taking notice today. Futures for the NASDAQ, where many tech companies live, are down 1.1% now, and Amazon's stock is down 6.3% pre-market. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here live with more. Nova, this even though Amazon beat its own forecast?
Well, yeah, it beat profit forecast, David, in its earnings report yesterday, but it actually missed expectations for total sales for the second quarter ending in June, even though it moved up its Prime Day promotions into this past quarter. People are just not shopping online as much as they used to last year. Understandable, lockdowns are over. Amazon is forecasting its revenue growth will slow for the third quarter, the one we're in now, to 10 to 16%. Now, that surely would be the envy of many companies, but Amazon was seeing revenue growth of 41% in the first 3 months of this year. So that's a significant slowdown for Amazon as we enter the second half of the year.
Amazon had some better news for its remote computing services division because people are going to be working from home some, even with lockdowns over.
Well, that's right. Companies are adjusting to that, and Amazon Web Services saw revenues up 37%. And it's not just Amazon. Microsoft this week reported 51% year-over-year growth in its Azure cloud platform. But the lingering question, David, is can tech companies keep this up, even with cloud computing? And we saw Facebook this week also warn that nope, at least Facebook won't. Its growth is going to slow as we get into the second half of the year.
Nova, thank you. Let's do the numbers. The S&P future is down 0.6%. The Dow future is down about 0.3%, 91 points. The turbulence continues in China, where this week the Hang Seng Index in Hong Kong had two bad days, then two good days, and today that index fell 1.4%. By my math, the index has lost 2.9% this week, with China's regulators cracking down on anti-competitive practices there and trying to bring the cost down for after-school tutoring in an effort to encourage people to have more kids there. President Biden is calling on Congress to extend the pandemic order barring landlords from evicting people, pointing to the dangers of the Delta variant of the coronavirus at a time that significant numbers won't get vaccinated. The Supreme Court says Congress would have to extend this. In Houston, there have been 34,000 eviction cases filed since March of last year. Houston Public Media's Jen Rice has more.
It's become a regular monthly event during the pandemic. Hundreds of Houstonians lining up waiting for hours to get free legal aid and help navigating the process of applying for rent relief money. The pop-up clinic shows up at churches and community centers run by lawyers and volunteers along with local unions and county officials. Everyone in this line at a clinic in late June is living on the edge of eviction.
There are hundreds of people here, and we are doing our best to move through them. But it's so frustrating for everyone, especially the people with kids.
That's Eric Quatler, an attorney with South Texas College of Law.
Had someone come through who had just had surgery and had a gaping wound. You know, we're trying to help everybody with unique needs, but it's just overwhelming.
The lines could become longer since Texans lost their pandemic unemployment benefits at the end of June. Governor Greg Abbott let the federal program expire early, saying the state's economy is back on track. In June, the unemployment rate in Texas was 6.5%. But Jay Malone, political director of the Gulf Coast Area Labor Federation, says many people in the Houston area haven't recovered from the pandemic downturn yet.
The jobs that are coming back, a lot of them pay poverty wages. What we're experiencing is not a Texas comeback. We're experiencing an increase in poverty, and there are a lot of industries that just haven't come back.
The next pandemic safety net policy to disappear could be the federal eviction moratorium. It's set to expire at the end of July. Now, Donna Carney, a Houston attorney with Lone Star Legal Aid, is bracing for August. If the federal moratorium expires, many cases that have been paused during the pandemic will be back on the dockets.
The tenants are going to be scrambling. It's likely going to be quite a mess in the courthouse and an overwhelming mess.
In Houston, the city and Harris County's Joint Rent Relief Fund has handed out $146 million to around 39,000 families to pay the rent by late July. That's according to Baker Ripley and Catholic Charities, the nonprofit organizations administering the program. Robin Millard was one of those helped by the fund. She and her daughter moved from Seattle to Houston just before the pandemic. Her landlord filed to evict them, but also helped them get rent relief funding.
the day that we were supposed to be going to court, we got the approval letter. So it was just like by the skin of my teeth, everything kind of worked out.
It's not a race against time everywhere, though. The Austin area has had a moratorium since March of 2020, and that means it's had far fewer eviction cases. In Houston, I'm Jen Rice for Marketplace.
Next week for Marketplace's Econ Extra Credit, one documentary a month on Marketplace themes, we're sharing a limited number of free screening links for our August movie, which is called Through the Night, the heroic couple who work mightily to provide 24-hour childcare to parents who have to work overnight shifts or multiple jobs that stretch into the night.
He needs to get some rest, though.
Your mom got to get some rest because your mom be working at nighttime, and then she get off of work at the morning.
First, she drops me off at school.
Then she takes Nova to school.
Then she goes back.
Sometimes she doesn't need to sleep.
She doesn't need to rest if she don't feel like it.
You got to see these kids. And you got to meet Nunu and Patrick, who run the 24-hour daycare out of their home. Make sure you look for the special screening link in next week's newsletter from us. We have several hundred of those free links for you, but it'll be first come, first served once we get that newsletter out to you. If you haven't signed up yet, you can do so now at marketplace.org/newsletters, or Through the Night can be streamed from PBS by subscription or rented from Amazon. Our digital producer is Redmond Caralipio. Our engineer this week is Brian Allison. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.